Folks, this is Bobby Wright, son of the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells.
Hello, this is Sue Sturdivant, daughter of the queen of country music, Kitty Wells, and Johnny Wright.
And you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock.
On the way back, keep listening.
This is what country music should sound like.
Goodbye, my sweetheart. Hello, Vietnam.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show. We are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. Also proudly aired over CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. We can also be heard over Durham County and throughout the world at www.oshawarocks.com and also via our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I would like to now invite y'all into the second hour of our program and tribute to what would have marked the 100th centennial birthday of one of the most beloved actors in all history, Andy Griffith. I'd also like to remember a very special lady who gave the Andy Griffith show her own magic touch. That, of course, was Frances Bouvier, beloved and admired as Andy Taylor's beloved aunt, Aunt Bee, Frances Bouvier. With that, we're going to pay tribute to Frances today, who played that wonderful character, however despised the character, for so many years because, well, we'll hear her own version on why she despised that character. Then we'll follow with the all-time classic taken off the original Andy Griffith soundtrack album that I've got in my possession, and it's going to be an all-time classic instrumental called Aunt Bee. With that, here's my tribute to a beloved character and a beloved actress of Hollywood, Frances Bouvier.
Frances Bouvier was an actress for 50 years, but Aunt Bee did not make life pleasant for Frances Bouvier. She and Andy Griffith didn't get along, rarely speaking to one another. So when she came to Siler City, it was not to find Aunt Bee.
No, it's the other way around. I had played Aunt Bee for 10 years, and it's very, very difficult for an actress or an actor to create a role and be so identified that you as a person no longer exist and all the recognition you get is for a part that's created on the screen. And they're having a problem of trying to be friendly and show their friendliness and at the same time not intrude. It was a little difficult adjustment for me when I first came. I have a great deal to learn from Siler City and from North Carolina.
I wish you wouldn't leave, Aunt B. Maybe if you'd give him a little more time.
No, Andy, it's much better this way. Well, not that I wouldn't give anything to do the things he likes to do, play baseball and fish and all, but... Well, he's a very smart little boy. I couldn't fool him. And you know, Andy, he's going through a very, very hard time. I think we better get going.
I'll help.
Don't go, Aunt Bee. I don't want you to. I want you to stay.
You mean it, Opie?
Sure.
Well, what changed your mind?
Well, if she goes, what'll happen to her? She doesn't know how to do anything. Play ball, catch fish, or frogs. She'll be helpless.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Woman don't know how to do important things like that. Why she'd just be lost.
So that's why she's got to stay, so I can teach him to her. You need me.
Thank you. I called her up. Hi, Frances. Oh, Andy, she said, I must be made of cast iron. I've had a heart attack. Now I have cancer. I'm only now just starting to die. And she said, I said, well, Frances, she said, no, you can't do anything. She said, I'm sorry we didn't get along better. She said, it was my fault. And she said, I just wish we had. And you ran the show, and you made the show a success. And I'm just sorry we didn't get along.
Well, yes, friends, once again, following our tribute to Aunt Bee, also known as Frances Beauvier, I'd like to once again pay tribute to our beloved co-hostess and special member of this program, Sin Bush the Wonder Husky, as I welcome Sin Bush to our program today. I'd like to mention that she has a collection of great bluegrass-inspired songs that were recorded by Andy Griffith himself. Also, were often sung and performed on the Andy Griffith Show as well. With that, let's begin with a classic called Cindy. We'll then follow with Sourdough Mountain. We'll then follow with another all-time favorite of mine, which I've always liked Andy's version of, called Whoa Mule. And we'll wrap up this collection with New River Train. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and also thank you, Sin Bush, for your weekly collection of favorites. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
It's Cindy in the summertime, it's Cindy in the fall. If I can't have Cindy all the time, I won't have her at all.
Get on home, Cindy, Cindy, get on home. Get on home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you sometime.
I wish I was an apple hanging on a tree, and every time it's Cindy packs, take a bite of me.
Get on home, Cindy, Cindy, get on home. Get on home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you sometime.
Well, I wish I had a nickel, I wish I had a dime. I wish I had a pretty little gal that I could call mine.
Get on home, Cindy, Cindy, get on home. Get on home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you sometime.
I wish I had a needle and thread, I wish that I could sew. I'd sew the pretty gals to my coat and down the road I'd go.
Get on home, Cindy, Cindy, get on home. Get on home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you sometime. Well, get on home, Cindy, Cindy, get on home. Get on home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you sometime.
Chickens crowing on Sourdough Mountain, hey, the old yiddlum day. So many pretty girls, I can't count them. Hey, de oh, de diddlum day. My true love's a black-eyed daisy. Hey, de oh, de diddlum day. If I don't get her, I'll go crazy. Hey, de oh, de diddlum day. Old man, I want your daughter. Hey, de oh, de diddlum day. Bake me bread and tote me water. Hey, de oh, de diddlum day. My true love lives over the holler. Hey, de oh, de diddlum day. She won't come, I won't follow. Hey, de oh, de diddlum day. I know a girl, her name is Weaver. Hey, de oh, de diddlum day. She won't work and I won't neither. Hey, de oh, de diddlum day. My true love lives over the river. Hey, de oh, de diddlum day. One of these days I'm gonna go get her. Hey, de oh, de diddlum day. Used to have old banjos all strung up with twine, and only song you'd hear me sing was, I wish that gal was mine. Well, I wish that gal was mine, boys, I wish that gal was mine. And only song you'd hear me sing was, I wish that gal was mine. Whoa, mew, you kicking mew, whoa, mule, I say, I ain't got time to kiss you now, my mule's running away. Took my wife to the barnyard and I set her down to supper. Well, she got choked on a turkey leg and stuck her nose in the butter. Stuck her nose in the butter, stuck her nose in the butter. Well, she got choked on a turkey leg and stuck her nose in the butter. Whoa, mule, you kicking mule, whoa, mule, I say, tie a knot in that old mule's tail before he runs away. Face is like a coffee pot, your nose is like a spout, your mouth is like a fireplace with all the ashes out. Well, with all the ashes out, boys, with all the ashes out, your mouth is like a fireplace with all the ashes out. Whoa, mule, you kicking mule, whoa, mule, I say, I ain't got time to kiss you now, my mule's running away. Whoa, mule, you kicking mule, whoa, mule, I say, I ain't got time to kiss you now, my mule's running away. Well, whoa, mule, you kicking mule, whoa, mule, I say, I ain't got time to kiss you now, my mule's running away. Riding on that new river train, riding on that new river train, same old train that brought me here's gonna take me back again. Darling, you can't love one, darling, you can't love one, can't love one and have any fun. Oh, darling, you can't love one. Riding on that new river train, riding on that new river train, same old train that brought me here's gonna take me back again. Darling, you can't love two, darling, you can't love two, can't love two and still be true. Oh, darling, you can't love two. Riding on that new river train, riding on that new river train, same old train that brought me here's gonna take me back again. Darling, you can't love three, darling, you can't love three, can't love three and still love me. Oh, darling, you can't love three. Riding on that new river train, riding on that new river train, same old train that brought me here's gonna take me back again. Darling, remember what you said. Well, darling, remember what you said. You know that you said you had rather see me dead than to see me on that new river train. Riding on that new river train, riding on that new river train, same old train that brought me here's gonna take me back again. Riding on that new river train, riding on that new river train, same old train that brought me here's gonna take me back again.
This is Jan Howard of the Grand Ole Opry, reminding you that you're listening to Johnny Woodlaw right here on Way Back.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the all-time great Canadian Northern gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that mentioned, I would like to salute a collection of songs that I have recorded and remastered off of my old albums. and record collection. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to a collection of real pioneers of Canadian country music. First, we'll hear a song called Ghost Train, and it's sung by Jimmy Arthur Orge. We'll then follow with a song I really enjoy called Rough and Rocky Road to Opryland, and this was done by Artie McLaren. And then we'll close out this set with another all-time beloved pioneer of the Kingston and Prince Edward County area, Norman Post and his beloved family. And it'll be a song that he covered of Hank Snow's called One More Ride. With that, I'll say good morning to everybody up north here, and also good morning to everybody listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
From the mountains on a cold and dreary night, her whistle was a screaming as the train came into sight. The fireman was shoveling coal with sweat upon his brow. The engineer was smiling as an open road he saw. She sped on past the station house as the agent waved his flag. He knew old number 9 was due on the orders that he had. It frightened him at once to see this victory gleamed in white. A ghost train he could not believe was speeding through the night. Ghost train. Ghost train. Number 9 was running smooth, her driver's making time. The engineer was watching for the curve on down the line. A worried frown upon his face made him peer into the night. He thought he saw a headlight, not a thing came into sight. Then he heard a whistle like a banshee's wailing call. His eyes upon the narrow curve and fear into his heart. He saw the yellow headlight gleam, it was too late to stop. His hand upon the throttle froze, he felt that all was lost. Ghost train. Ghost train. And then the mighty engine they came hit on, so it seems. The engineer, he blinked his eyes, it was just like a dream. And now you know the story that may never come to light. For no one knows the mystery of the ghost train in the night. Ghost train. Ghost train.
I dedicate this song to a man wasted by the wine, and I thank him for explaining these lines. You may have the way, you may have the will, but remember, for every star, there's 100 guitars that hang in the pawn shops of Nashville.
It's a rough and rocky road to Opryland. Winds up and down, not knowing what's around each bend. Of the people you must overtake and pass, get to know who is foe or friend. It's a rough and rocky road to Opryland, with that phantom of pain tugging at your I talked with that man, his glass and guitar in his hand. As I pour a small one to reminisce that night, but clear I see his words were right. It's a rough and rocky road to Opryland, with that phantom of pain tugging at your hand. racer
up and rocky road to Opryland.
It's a rough and rocky road to Opryland.
One more ride, one more ride.
A long for a trip, don't need no grip. I'm taking one more ride. Way out there in the prairie air, I guess it's in my hide. For the clickety-clack of the railroad track, it's calling to the man that knows where the Santa Fe goes when she gets under steam. And the big loud bell bids upon farewell, hear her whistle scream. She's bound to go where there ain't no snow falling. Seems to make them smile. And I rode away at the close of day and stayed so long a while. For I long to be where the memories is made. It's a one-way track way down to Mexico. We'll find it there or any old hair, the tumbleweed will grow. So it's goodbye now, you'll never know how I'm breathing.
One more ride, one more ride.
I was born beside that river.
Wilson of Board of Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
And yes, friends, now it's that time in the program where we'd like to salute and honor our good friend and furry mascot, our beloved companion as well, Gunny the Dachshund. Our shortest member, yet longest member in personality. With that mentioned, Gunny has a collection of songs that the legendary Andy Griffith recorded during his career in music. First, we'll pay tribute to a song that Gunny has picked for her and Simbush and all the other dogs on the Woodlock Ranch. And it's going to be a song called Underdog. We'll then follow with a song called Midnight Special. And we'll wrap up this set of Andy Griffith's great classics with none other than a song called Molly Darling, which a lot of you will remember as an Eddie Arnold classic. With that, welcome in, friends, and thank you once again, Gunny, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends.
Here a while back, I went to the dog pound to get myself a little friend. About the middle kennel was the ugliest, mangiest, loneliest looking little dog you ever saw. I said, "Hey, Underdog." Well, Underdog came up to the fence and won her way right into my heart.
Hard to find.
Laughs on Molly, my friend.
footprints on my sofa.
Left a loving memory on my mind.
I'd come in from working late, and little underdog would be waiting for me there at the gate. She'd look up as if to say, "Gee, Dad, I hope the world wasn't too tough on you." Myself, busy, busy, busy. I treed 5 cats today, drove 3 robbers away. Oh, yeah, I cleaned some ice cream off that messy neighbor kid.
And she sang her song to make me happy.
Underdog's not with me anymore. I forget sometimes. I come in from working late and expect to see her waiting by the door. And then I realize. Well, if you've ever owned a little pet, I guess you know how close two friends can get. And you always remember a special little friend. Like little Underdog. Yep. People need animals and animals need people. Heidi, tell the folks you love them.
And she sang her song to make me happy. Shook my hand when friends were hard to find. Let somebody put friends on my sofa.
Darling, that you love none else but me. right, John.
Now, friends, I would like to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, several years ago, I got to sit down over the phone with Don Knotts' daughter, Karen Knotts, and do an interview with her about her beloved father, forever remembered as the much-beloved Barney Fife. With that mentioned, this is the first part of a two-part interview with Karen Knotts. Following this first interview, we will hear an all-time classic from the original Andy Griffith show between Don Knotts and Andy Griffith as Barney and Andy. With that, let's turn back the years to good old days of 2022 as we sit down and remember this all-time interview with Don Knotts' daughter, Miss Karen Knotts. Just a little side note is that I would also like to apologize for the quality of the audio on this. I tried clearing it up as best I could, but it's still pretty rough. With that, here's Miss Karen Knott.
Hi, everyone.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. What are your most memorable memories of growing up in the Don Knotts household and having Don as your father?
Well, I remember him being on the Steve Allen Tonight Show, live TV.
Yes.
And I was about 5 years old when he was on that. And so it was a, you know, pretty ordinary, I mean, not ordinary, but normal childhood growing up.
Yeah.
And we had a great dad, and he was very busy when he was doing the English show, but he would take a lot of time with us, and he would read children encyclopedias at night, which is really special, memory for me.
Okay. And, you say in your book that you didn't really know how important your father was until later in life.
Not sure what I meant. I think I always knew that he was important.
Yes.
But he just was a very great dad. He was a wonderful father. And I remember we had a lot of, I could talk to him about anything. I would ask him for advice. I never talked to him about boyfriends, so.
Oh, yes.
He would talk about his girlfriend, though, to me.
Is that right? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, he would talk to me like I was a buddy, you know, in a way. It was really a really unique relationship.
I see. Yes. And if I may ask, what point did you begin to realize just how important your father was to America?
Well, I think that's been an ongoing realization because... Mm-hmm. You know, he continues to be important, and it seems to even grow.
Yes.
I mean, I always knew that he was very popular and loved and everything like that. But even since he's now passed away many years ago now, his popularity seems to be still growing, which has been fascinating to me.
Yes, exactly. And his fame is still very much in demand. Yes.
Yes, especially for people, the baby boomer generation like me. The people who grew up with him are just clinging tightly to the show, to him, and it's It's wonderful how much enjoyment they're still getting out of these shows.
Yes. And that seems to be a lot for the that era of show. They enjoy a lot.
Yes, I know. Not many shows. I can't think of any show that's lived on the way this one has, the Andy Griffith Show has, but okay. Maybe Star Trek, but that was a whole different genre, you know. And now that show, Star Trek, has sort of been replaced by the more recent generations the more recent incarnations of the show. With the Andy Griffith Show, there's nothing at all like it.
No, okay. And now, what I understand from your book that I have read some of, you have said that your father was not entirely like Barney Fife.
He was not. He wasn't like Barney Fife. He was a very sophisticated, mm-hmm. a very wise, his sense of humor was different. You know,
okay.
he was a very, kind of like, I would say, an English music hall comedian in real life. He had a deadpan delivery.
Okay, yes.
He did not use his face muscles to make wild expressions when he told a joke. He would just sort of lean in and casually say something that would just fracture you. It was so funny.
Okay. I see. So he was more of a straight guy compared to the comedic genius that he was on screen.
Well, I wouldn't say straight, but I mean his style of comedy was quite different.
Yes.
From the exaggerated, you know, Barney Fife.
Mm-hmm.
That was a character that he created for that particular show, and
yes.
But he had his own kind of comedy, which was unique to him.
Okay. Yes. And one thing that I understand also about your father from biographies, I've studied your father's work and that sort of thing, is that he had a rough childhood growing up.
Very rough, very difficult.
Yes. And how did he become the soon-to-be legend?
Well, that didn't happen overnight. It was a long process. He started out running ventriloquism because that was very popular in those days.
Yes.
There were a lot of ventriloquists around, and now we have them again, but there was a long, long time where there weren't any ventriloquists.
Exactly.
It's come back into popularity now, but at that time, ventriloquism was a huge thing, and they had Edgar Bergen and lots of other ventriloquists around, and so he thought that he would learn ventriloquism, and that would be his ticket into show business.
Okay. Sure.
So he practiced, and it was a boys' magazine that they had, and he saw an advertisement in this magazine for something called a ventrilo.
Yeah.
And the idea was that you would just blow into it, and you could, like, throw your voice.
Is that right? Yeah.
So he sent away for it, and of course it didn't work.
Okay.
You know, that's impossible. But there was a little booklet that came with it and explained how to position your tongue and your mouth to make sounds come out that you couldn't see your lips moving.
Oh,
so
okay.
He studied and practiced that, and that's how he wanted to be a ventriloquist.
I see. And I've heard stories that at one point during his life, he had thrown the dummy overboard on a boat. Is that correct?
Well, he's told different stories about how he lost the dummy. He tried to get out of it, you know, because when he was in the army.
Yes.
They brought him in because he was a ventriloquist.
Uh-huh.
But then once he was there, been there for a while, he was getting tired of it. He didn't want to do the ventriloquism anymore. And so the other fellows who were comedians in the show they were doing, which was called Stars and Lights, the other fellows were starting to use him in their bits, giving him little parts. And so he figured if he didn't have the dummy, then he might get more of these parts. But the sergeant wouldn't let him, so he lost that dummy.
Yes.
I'm not sure how, because he told different stories about that.
Exactly. I see. Yes. And so going on to the Andy Griffith Show, how did he land that role of Barney Fife?
He found out that Andy was doing a pilot,
mm-hmm.
and he saw him on the Danny Thomas Show.
Okay, yes.
And that's where they started the pilots for the Andy Griffith shows. Because Sheldon Leonard was the big genius of sitcom then.
Exactly.
And so Sheldon...
Yes.
Sheldon was producing the Danny Thomas show, and he also had this new pilot with Andy Griffith. So he arranged to showcase Andy's pilot on the Danny Thomas show. And Dad happened to be at a friend's house, and they were watching TV, and they saw it. And, you know, Andy and Dad had lost touch for a couple of years, though. Their careers had gone different ways.
Oh, yes, okay.
And so he called him up and said, hey, could you use a deputy for your show?
I see. And if I may ask, he left the Griffith show after 5 or 6 seasons, did he not?
He left after 5 seasons,
yes.
Because they had an agreement that they were going to do the show for 5 years.
Okay.
And that's what Andy was very adamant about that.
Yes.
But he changed his mind when the network offered him a whole lot of money to extend it.
Oh, I see, yes. Okay.
But my father had already committed to another project where he would be making movies, and so he couldn't, you know,
yeah,
stop and say, well, I'm not going to do this, I've got to go back. So he went forward with his career.
Okay, okay. I see. And did he ever miss being on the Griffith show?
I don't think so. I think that it was very hard,
yes,
for him to continue. That was, he worked harder than anybody.
Exactly, you know? Yes.
Because Bonnie Pfeiffer's in every show, just about every scene, you know. I mean,
exactly. Yes.
And it was a lot of work. And in those days, they did a lot more shows per season than they do now. Way many more.
A lot more.
Something like 32 episodes a season, which is crazy. I mean, that is a lot of work, you know. So I think he got all that he wanted out of that.
Okay, okay. And do you have any memories of Andy Griffith? I've heard that he had a attitude problem once in a while.
Well, he was very complex.
Okay.
He was a moody person.
Yes.
And sometimes he was not in a good mood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he was a good person.
Okay.
You know, I think that he genuinely cared about people. He cared about all the people that worked on the show, and he cared about that the actors were happy in what they were doing. And so, you know, he was just kind of, I know people kind of got the wrong impression of him.
Yes.
Because he could be moody, and some people thought he was being mean or something like that.
Yes.
But, But I think that he was overall a really good person. I had several encounters with him, and I always liked him.
Okay.
I see. In a jailhouse down in Dixie, fighting crime and risking life, dwelt a sheriff and his buddy, pistol packing Barney Fife. Oh, my daring Barney Fife. He's a deadly crime stopper. What a copper, Barney Fife. One day there come a riding two bad men to rob a bank. But Fife was tricky, a dead-eye dickie. Now they're locked up in the tank.
Oh, my Barney. Barney had a jail and couldn't lock it. Had one bullet for his pistol. Had to keep it in his pocket.
Hello friends, this here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to tell y'all about the upcoming 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree, happening from July 9th through the 11th in the heart of Napanee, Ontario. With an amazing lineup of singers, this is going to be a 3-day event, which is hosted by Landon Martin, and for those interested, weekend passes cost $100, and also day passes and evening passes are also available. Purchase tickets, you can call 613-583-7087. Yes, this is going to be a great time had by all, so come on out to the 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree.
Time, hoping you'd come back home.
fair.
Now, friends, I'd like to take us back in time to two clips of songs taken from the original Andy Griffith Show before we send us into the third and final hour. Now, there was a bluegrass group on the Griffith Show that would go on in real life to become one of the best bluegrass groups in all bluegrass history. That, of course, was known as the Dillards, Rodney Dillard. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to Rodney and the rest of them as the original audio from the show where they appeared as the Darling Family. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute, first of all, to an all-time classic called Dooley, and then we're going to pay tribute to Maggie Peterson, who played Charlene. And I knew Maggie for several years before her passing, quite a few years ago, but from Maggie, it's going to be an all-time classic as Charlene called There Is a Time. With that, we'll dedicate these also in loving memory of our late hero, who went on to become Jesse Duke, but also known as Denver Pyle and Briscoe Darling. With that, here's an all-time classic.
You bring your string and instrument, Sheriff.
Oh, I didn't think we'd have time for any music.
You got time to breathe, you got time for music. How many strings are you still?
Well, there's six on my guitar.
Well, here's one with five. Just kind of let that thumb hang free and enjoy the music.
Hey, how about playing Never Hit Your Grandma with a Great Big Stick?
Oh, Dad, that makes me cry.
Well, how about Dooley?
Oh, that's a good one. A one, a two, and away we go.
Now, Dooley was a good old man. He lived below the mill. Dooley had two daughters and a party gal and still. One gal watched the boiler, the other watched the spout. And Mama corked the bottles when old Dooley fetched them out. Dooley, slipping up the holler, Dooley, trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday. The revenuers came for him, slipping through the woods. Dooley kept behind them all and never lost his goods. Now Dooley was a trader, went into town he'd come. Sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum. Now I remember very well the day old Dooley died. The women folk looked sorry and the men stood around and cried. Now Dooley's on the mountain, he lies there all alone. They put a jug beside him and a barrel for a stone. Dooley, slipping up the holler, Dooley, trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday. And I'll pay you back someday.
Well, sing that love song that I like so well.
Oh, that makes you cry, Pa.
Well, I'll fight it.
There is a time for love and laughter. The days will pass like summer storms. The winter wind will follow. But there is love and love is warm. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. There is a time when leaves are falling. The woods are gray, the paths are old. The snow will come when geese are calling. We need a fire against the cold. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free.
I believe that's the prettiest thing I ever heard.
Now, friends, it's once again that time to send us into the third and final hour here this morning. And with that mentioned, let's pay tribute to some great gospel favorites as we send us into the third hour. First of all, we're going to hear from my good friend, for many years now, Uncle Tom Wilson of Brockville, Ontario. From Tom, we have an all-time classic version of Keep on the Sunny Side. We'll then follow with Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper and their all-time classic called A Walkin' and a Talkin' for the Lord. And then we'll play us into the very top of the third hour with none other than Andy Griffith once again, and Lead Me to the Rock. With that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the third hour, and welcome in, friends. Happy listening.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though you meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side may also find you. Side, always on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we keep on the sunny side of life. Crushing hope that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. If we keep on the sunny side of life. Though the moment be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always, who keepeth everyone in his care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we keep on the sunny side of life.
Are you traveling in his life? down in yonder fold to search among the sheep. His love has been a shelter for me. You find him there, so I am told, with those he loves to keep. His love has been a shelter for me. No matter what the cost,